BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. You tell us more about naked situations happening at snow domes, swimming baths and leisure centres near you. And we call up Zane Lowe and decide to put him on hold. Really bad idea.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes. Right, Taylor Swift coming up with Blank Space. I think it's my favourite at the moment. There's a load of stuff that's really good at the moment, though. And we've got Bumbleow Wednesday coming up. Some people are concerned they've missed it already. We would never do it this early. I'm saying...
We've done it. No, we have. We've sneaked one in early before. You wanted to catch people by surprise.
Did we?
You did it once. You were like, this is to reward everyone who listens from the start.
Oh. Someone says, afternoon, guys. Just wanted to say I've not heard anything about Bumbleow Wednesday yet. Just because it's December and nearly Christmas don't mean you can leave it out. All right, we're not going to.
Also, we're not replacing it with Feliz Navidad, as you suggested.
No, we're not.
We'll do Feliz Navidad on another day, perhaps every Monday or something.
Okay. There aren't that many Mondays to Christmas.
Are there not? This isn't going to be a regular thing,
not,
then.
Probably not weekly, because then...
So what are you suggesting? We'll just play it as
a days are going to run out. Yeah. Not long, Chris, to Christmas now.
Cool.
Also, we're talking about nude swimming classes yesterday. They weren't a thing, but we did phone the leisure centre to check. Some more of our listeners have been on about this kind of thing, which we'll discuss later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
After a pathetic start at Winter Bulking yesterday, I am bulking away today, everyone, and I suggest you do the same. Get the pints of cream out.
It's quite staggering seeing how you've gone for it today.
Two festive bakes already and some chicken on the way.
I don't know what's wrong with you today.
I'm just in the mood for bulking.
I know, but you know what?
Yesterday
you were on,
I really
you were
wasn't.
On health.
And I am making up for it today, everybody.
Right.
Seriously.
I mean, obviously, we condone kind of healthy eating and
of
stuff
course.
Like that, but it's...
But right now, I've put on at least two inches already, I think.
Right.
On my waist, that is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Duke Dumont, Jax Jones, I got you. It's really nice to see Fern and Zane earlier on the verses. I really enjoyed doing that, you know.
It's really good fun. I mean, it's quite tiring and it's intense. That's what I thought would turn up, it'd be a bit of a laugh. But genuinely, when you reward one of them saying that they win, the other ones, they shoot you daggers.
Well, they scowl at you, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And they are two of Radio 1's finest scowlers.
Yes. But it was really good to see Zane today. Don't forget to check out his hottest records tonight on BBC Radio 1 from 7 p.m. that you have voted for.
He was on great form today.
And he won as well,
yeah,
which I mean...
Congratulations,
Zane. And he genuinely cares about winning. Like, he really, really wanted to win that, and he scooped it today. Actually, I think I want to give Zane a call in a bit because I've got an idea of something we can do with him, which will promote his 100 hottest records today.
Right.
Leave it with me. We'll do it after 1:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. We've still got Bumbleow Wednesday to do a bit later on. Also coming later, Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. And I've got news for you about Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. I can confirm that we are doing it again. So if you're thinking of bidding someone off before Christmas, maybe it's not working out. I mean, obviously, if you're thinking about it, don't just do it because we're telling you to. We will give you the date and the time of when Relationship Transfer Deadline Day is.
Sorry, I thought you'd just done the announcement there.
No.
I thought the announcement was just that we're doing it again.
I'll tell you when and how it's going to work a bit later on in this show today.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was a massive success last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had reporters all over the place. We had Chris Kamara. We had Jeff Brazier. We had Jess Wright. I mean, it was a big... Joe McKenney on the roof. A big production. And this year, we're going even bigger. So that's coming up. And the idea is, you know, it's cruel to dump someone over Christmas and New Year. So this is the period where you are not allowed to get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's the window.
It's the safe zone around Christmas.
And we're going to give Zane a call in a minute. I think this is Bring Me the Horizon. It's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
My Twitter's gone off. So many people excited for Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
It was a big thing last year. People really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I think it was useful for people, but apart from anything else, it was just quite fun.
It was really fun, but also people are like, oh, it's cruel. No, these are people that were already thinking of getting rid of their current relationship. We're just telling you the time and day to do it, so that you don't do it over Christmas and New Year, which is a very, very nasty, cruel time to dump someone. So actually, we're doing people a favour here, just to make that clear. Okay, coming up, 5 Seconds of Summer and that Gorgon City and Jennifer Hudson tune. It was really good to see Zane Lowe earlier, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. He was on great form.
He was doing the verses. We were kind of judging it, really.
Yeah.
What I want to do with Zane now, and this is great promotion for his 100 hottest records on his show every night. We've done this before. We rang our boss like this before. I'm going to ring Zane and put him on hold. And we do put him on hold, but when we do it, they can hear absolutely everything we're saying, normally about them. It just creates a very awkward situation. Be aware that this might affect your cringe glands slightly. I don't know how it's going to go. But, you know, you never know. Yeah, just wanted to make it aware that it might happen.
I mean, if he's out, he'll just assume that we're recording something for, you know, whilst the songs are on. Or
so I go to put him on hold, but remember, he can hear absolutely everything we are saying.
Mm.
And that just makes it awkward when we take him back off hold and start speaking to him again.
Oh, it's a horrible game, this one, to play. I don't enjoy this.
I don't know why we really put ourselves through it, but let's give it a go. Let's call Zane now. Put him on hold. But remember, he will be able to hear everything we're saying.
Hello?
Hi, Zane. It's Scott and Chris again. Hi.
Hey, man.
You okay?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that versus today. I'm just wondering if we can do a quick bit about the hottest records tonight for my show, just as a kind of continuation, if that'd be all right?
Yeah, you want to do it now?
Yeah, we'll just do it on the phone. Is that all right?
Sure, man.
Sorry about this.
We got the list in front of us here.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We've got the list in front of us from last night. Actually, can I put it in? Hold a sec, hang on. Just getting the list. Please hold.
So I'm assuming this is all part of it. This is all part of the merry-go-round of the Mills Stark blind phone call.
Have you got the list in front of you?
Yeah. Seriously, I've not heard of half of these, have you?
No, but where do you want to start with this? Because I'd rather, to be honest, I get scared when I talk to him.
I know, well, he's a great broadcaster, but actually, like, such an authority on music that do you get a bit scared sometimes?
Yeah, I might leave this one on.
No, you do it. No, I do it.
No, because I had to speak to him enough earlier, mate, and that was awkward enough.
All right, cool. Hello.
Hi, guys.
All right, so if we'll just do a little bit about...
You weren't on hold.
What?
I heard everything you were saying.
What do you mean?
I heard everything you were saying about how it was awkward, how, you know, the whole experience. Basically, talking to me or having anything to do with me is clearly just not an enjoyable experience.
No, we didn't say that at all.
No, we didn't say that. And
I
also,
appreciate it. No,
we didn't say that. It's just...
How long have we known each other?
No, we didn't say that. And also, it wouldn't have been possible for you to hear what we were saying then.
Hang on,
no,
Zane.
I
mean,
say that. Can you hold a minute?
Hold on a minute. Do you ever think he talks too quickly?
No, like, a little bit sometimes.
It's kind of weirdly quickly.
Well, I know, and sometimes I don't even understand what he's on about, but it sounds so good when he talks really quick like that. It's,
I agree,
wow,
but
I wish I could do that.
In the verses earlier, I could see you forcing laughter at
no,
some of his jokes, because they are whiffy jokes.
No, they're not whiffy jokes. I genuinely think he's funny.
Do you, though?
No, I do, yeah.
You don't. You've told me before you don't think that.
That's what you said. Hello?
Forcing laughter. Yeah, I genuinely think he's funny. You don't. No, you don't. No, I do. No, you can't. You don't think he's funny. Yeah. No. I'm hearing you all. This is really embarrassing. I'm on a public street. I'm trying to find a transportation out of the city, and I'm just listening to you guys have a really awkward conversation about me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now.
Please hold.
Hang on, Zane. Hang on a minute.
Seriously, who voted on this list? Did you vote?
I find it a bit niche. Mm. Like, there are times when he talks...
The horrors, who?
That... It's like... I get that he's an authority on music, but who gave him the authority?
I know. Who chose Rusty at number 68? What's that? Linkin Park?
He loves a Who, doesn't he?
I just don't think some of these people should be on this list. No. Hello?
Has he gone?
No.
No, I went slightly
really
too
scared.
Far on the last bit.
What?
I went slightly too far on the last bit.
Okay, that's why he's gone now.
Right.
All right. Who's going to be the person?
Because I'm not calling him back. I'm definitely not apologizing.
I'm not calling him back.
You keep telling me it's your name above the door. So you call him back now and explain what's just happened.
I don't want to.
Or maybe we just get producer Will here to call.
Should we get someone else to do it?
I don't want to make that call.
Oh, no.
Because at first it was nice and jokey.
And then not.
And then not.
But it's all good promotion for Zane's 100 hottest records tonight.
Right. Call him.
The countdown continues from 50 to 26. The songs that you voted for as his hottest records. See, he's got to be happy with that. That's a good bit of promo.
Yes.
But I'm still not making the call.
I think someone should explain that to him now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you feeling?
Awful.
Yeah.
Well, people on Twitter are saying that's one of the worst things they've ever heard on this show. Grace says, trying to do work but can't stop laughing at Zane. Sam says, well done, Mills. You're on form today. That Zane really annoyed. I know. I thought he was fine at first and then really not fine. It turned a corner, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll level with you here, listeners. None of us have been brave enough to call Zane, but we have sent him... Okay.
We've sent such a wimpish text.
The producer of the show has just texted Zane to try and smooth it over. We don't do this very often, but here's the producer of the show, Will. What did you put, Will, please, on the text?
Hi Zane, it's Will, Scott's producer. Unsurprisingly, that last phone call from Scott and Chris was a bit of a prank, where they pretend to put people on hold, using it as part of a sell for Hottest Records tonight. Yes. Mm-hmm. All very tongue-in-cheek, and the guys knew you could hear everything. Sorry for wasting your time. Thanks, Will.
Right, which is a good result. I think that's a well-worded...
That's a very well-constructed text, isn't it? And a fantastic producer.
We all agreed producer Will should send that text.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He sent it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Anything back?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, what...
Oh, no! What do we do now?
I don't know what we do from here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You got a text, Will?
I have,
What's he saying?
Yeah, I've got it here. Let me...
Happy? Not happy?
Well, producer Will tried to pretend that everything was fine.
This is from Zane Lowe.
Yeah, I think it's fine, but I've got the text in front of me.
Go on.
So he asked, you heard the text before. Mm. He's just replied, no, I am so frustrated by these kinds of calls. I have to take this to management. It's doing my head in. Which, for me, is worrying.
Right, I don't like that at all now.
Especially as the other text. Did we put kisses on the previous text, Will?
No kisses.
You wouldn't put a kiss on a Zane
Lowe. I argued for a couple of kisses on the end.
No, don't put two kisses on. Not even one.
To Zane?
No. Oh, what are we going to do now?
I know this stresses you out more than
this
anything.
This is awful.
I think we can just leave it from there on in.
How? No, we can't just leave it. We'll see him again, like, next week.
Time's a great healer. Isn't that the phrase?
That's awful. I feel awful now.
It is.
He's not happy at all.
No.
Will you ring him?
No, I'm not. Let's just leave it.
Just ring him.
Let's move on.
Please ring him.
As you said, I think it's great promo for the thing tonight. So
sure.
Let's just leave it. Let's move on.
Okay, then. Pretend it didn't happen. Bury our head in the sand.
Exactly.
We're really good at doing that.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door.
Mills, sorry, what? Stop the show. It's all fine. Sorry, we've just had a text from Zane.
Go on.
Jokes, obviously, all good. Thanks for the promo.
Oh!
Yes. I genuinely...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a weight off the shoulder.
Oh.
Just the way everyone should know.
So he's fine?
He's fine. It's all fine.
I really didn't like that at all for
just
a minute.
Zane's humour there.
Oh, ha.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oof. I'm so relieved. Matt from Milton Keynes says, I've got to admit, I was sweating after Zane's first text. Me too. He got us, did he?
Proper guys, yeah.
The prank has got pranked. It's going to happen.
He's a legend, though. We love Zane, really.
Thanks, Zane. Glad it's all fine. Smooth that over. And don't forget, Zane's Hottest Records, the continuation of it, chosen by you tonight from 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I think I'm kind of getting ready for Bumbleo Wednesday now. I can feel that it's going to happen fairly soon.
Yeah.
People are getting a bit aggy today, actually. Where is it? Well, where's Bumbleo Wednesday? It's only like 2:15.
I know, but you have left it to the last minute before, and then it's felt like you've just squeezed it in at the end with very little effort. So it's, I don't know, it feels like something that we should maybe get done sooner rather than later.
Okay. Just played you Alt-J with Left Hand Free, which reminds me of one of my favourite clips from Inyo and Bingo.
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick, absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
It's one of my best ones.
That new song, it's every time now.
My left hand's free. But
my right hand is very well exercised.
And I've got a Christmas song next. Oh, no, it's Wizard. God. No, Wizard now. I mean, you know I love Christmas. But come on. I mean, that is, you have to be into Christmas, don't you?
This is deep. This is deep.
We're deep in now. And it's like the 3rd of December.
Really? Wow. Really?
Really, it's on.
Really?
Yeah. Ka-ching! Are you ready? I've got to tell you that this time next week is Radio 1's Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. This was absolutely huge when we did this last year. I've moved it a bit from last year. It was actually, last year it was tomorrow. It would have been the 4th, I think we did it last year. Mm. But it's next week. And if you are thinking of maybe ending a relationship, then this time next week is when you have to do that. And then we will give you the date where it's okay again. Because you can't dump someone over Christmas and New Year. It's not fair. It's not right. It's upsetting. I do have some small print. No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Dumping should only be brought forward to the 10th of December if they were already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December and the new year.
I mean, it's good fun because if you are familiar with the normal transfer deadline day, it's kind of similar to that. So we get, you know, we get pundits on, there's people around the grounds, that kind of thing. It's good. We get right involved. We wear suits and everything.
Yeah, we're going to suit up for it. Last year, we did this and people found it extremely helpful. And there were people, you know, either staying with their partners or doing the right thing before the Christmas period and saying goodbye to their current partners. We had loads of people helping us out last year. Jeff Brazier was a legend. He was reporting from the streets. Jess Wright was in the hub for no reason.
Yeah, we had Chris Kamara, Cammy.
Gemma Kearney was on the roof.
Yes.
Don't know why, but
yes.
She was.
I mean, the video that we did this little promo video for last year's one. It's on the Ready One Facebook right now. It is last year's one, so we've got a new lineup for this year. We're going to make a new promo video before we do it next week. But the old one's on there right now. It'll give you a good idea of what it's about.
I tell you what, like, if this lineup that we want comes off, it's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
David on Twitter says, for this year's relationship transfer deadline day, I expect properly whitened teeth like Brian off of Sky Sports. Hashtag shiny. Hmm. Yeah, I'll just get you some whitening strips if you want.
Me? What are you worried about? You do what you want. I love how all of this stuff always ends up on me.
So it's next Wednesday. Relationship transfer deadline day on BBC Radio 1, a week today. So if you have been thinking about it, that's the day.
Whack it in the phone calendar, I suggest.
Put it
well.
In the calendar now and make sure you listen to this show between 1 and 4 next week.
The deadline time? Have we got the exact deadline time we're going
It's 3 p.m. That's when you must have done it by, if you were going to do it anyway.
Because like 5 minutes before it gets well exciting.
Yeah. Oh, the build-up is quite incredible. So it's next week and the cut-off point is 3 o'clock when you have to either say goodbye or remain in that current relationship.
Not a minute later. It's 3 p.m. We're very strict with this.
It's going to be so good. I can't wait for this time next week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are very excited about relationship transfer deadline day.
Yeah, but you know what? Someone just texted in saying, that's awkward, just got asked if I could meet my boyfriend next Wednesday.
Oh, you know what that means, don't you?
And do I listen to the Scott Mills Show? The texts are going about now.
Oh.
But we're keen to know everyone's stories in advance.
Yeah.
You know, how people are feeling about it. Are they looking forward to it? Stuff like that.
And Gary, who's working on the show today, he's got a week now to find himself a winter warmer. Mm. Girlfriend for winter.
We need to discuss what the deal is with sort of loan deals, loan signings.
Right, okay. We'll explain all the rules to you next week on this show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on this show, we were talking about nude swimming classes. One of our listeners...
Best line ever.
One of our listeners was convinced that they were happening at his local leisure centre. We called them. They weren't. Ollie, what have you got to tell me?
There was a couple of people posting photos of a billboard saying that people were doing naked trampolining.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In Nantwich, in like Cheshire.
There's naked trampolining going on in Cheshire.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you know this?
Just a couple of people posting photos of like a billboard advertising it. It was like on a really like scrappy billboard, like a homemade one.
Where do you see this? Facebook or something?
Yeah.
Nudist trampolining is an incredible thought.
Is it a club that they all go to?
It looks like so. Yeah.
Do you reckon this is an after-hours thing?
I can imagine so, yeah.
Private function.
Not wrong.
Right.
And you just saw the poster on Facebook, is that right?
Yeah, well, it's a few people who live around my area who've done it. Like, not done it, I mean, like, who've posted it.
Right, yeah.
It's not like friends have seen it and then they post the same
thing. None of your friends would do that.
No. This is incredible, though, Mills. There seems to be so many nudist activities that I wasn't aware of.
There's so much stuff you can do naked. I love it. We've got to go.
I'm just thinking what else you could do nude. I mean, I can't imagine that this nudist trampolining's a thing. I mean, but what, nude ice skating? Nude boxing? Could that be one?
I've also heard you can do nude skiing.
Skiing?
No way.
Really? You know a lot about this, Ollie, don't you?
Nude skiing can't happen. Just think of the logistics involved. Things will freeze. That can't be won.
Oh, it's dangerous. Dangerous.
Thanks very much, Ollie.
No worries.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
See, nude swimming is on in some places. Ryan's been on saying my mate's parents got their weekends mixed up and went to the nudist swim. Well, they sayed by accident.
Oh, that's not an accident.
No. Ooh, sorry. We just
not if you get in.
Oh, the nudist. Yeah, exactly. You can easily go home. You can easily turn the other way and start the car. Mm. But you didn't.
I'm going to turn it up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've been talking for the last couple of days about nude swimming classes. They don't really exist in a lot of places, but people hear rumours and they're like, oh, you know, at the so-and-so leisure centre, yeah, they do nude skiing or nude swimming. And often it's just a rumour.
The rumour is as well, when it says book for private function, anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a nudist activity.
Yeah. Dan in a secret location said he works at a leisure centre and their centre used to be known as a kind of Sunday night club, if you know what I mean. Mm. Just closed for a private function. And then someone's been on saying, Scott, they used to do naked singles night and maybe still do at my local ski centre. So this is like a dry ski slope situation. Now, I'm keen to call them just to see if they do.
This was brilliant yesterday.
Okay.
You did.
I did it yesterday, so I'm quite keen for you to make the call today.
Thank you.
Do you want to do it?
It'd be an honour.
Okay, cool. So I believe it's nude skiing. So just call them and ask them. I've got the number. The number in now. Hang on. Is it ready to ring? Okay. Ready?
Ready.
What are you going to say?
The nude skiing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello there. I'm just wondering if you could help me. Sorry, I saw something on Facebook. Heard a couple of rumours. Just wanted to check if it was true.
Right, can you hold on a second? Can I put you on hold for a second?
No worries. Okay.
Sounds busy, doesn't it?
Well, this one's going to go.
No.
It sounds angrier than your one yesterday.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hello there.
Well, sorry about this. It's a bit quieter.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate it's busy. Just wondering, I heard somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but do you do nude skiing lessons?
What do you mean?
As in skiing nude.
I don't know what you're talking about, because we do skiing lesson.
Yeah. But nude.
Without any clothing on?
Yeah.
No.
Not at all?
No.
Is there... What is the sort of minimal amount of clothing that I could wear?
You need to wear proper clothing, long sleeves, long trousers and gloves. You need to be covered up.
Helmet?
You need to be covered up.
Helmet? You know, helmet?
You can wear a helmet if you want to, yes. Yep.
Okay, but you don't... So what I've heard is wrong. You don't do nudist hours. You can't... There's not private functions for nudists.
No. One is not safe because, you know, this is not snow. This is plastic.
Oh, God. Yeah, I see what you mean there.
Even so that, you know, we are open. We are not indoor. We are, we we've got people coming along, children, ladies, you know, so, yes. Mm.
So, yeah, no to nudists.
No.
Okay, then, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
I think that went well.
Well, now we know.
Mm. It's because it's plastic, though.
I've never been. I don't understand how these things work.
If there was snow there, then he'd be right on for it.
Scott Mills. One. This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We never compromise, go tell it, we never jeopardize. We got the vibe. Yes, we are survived.
Sorry if you're eating.
No surprise, get a use on the rise.
It's just unsettling, a lot of people that...
You played Wizard about 10 minutes ago.
That's the Radio 1 difference. Wizard to Oof. Sticky. That was pull up. Okay, it's Mills here. Can you all just stop sending us on the wrong track, please? Because we're ringing up a lot of, like, dry ski slopes, like, swimming places, leisure centres now, and it's all coming back with a no. They don't do nude lessons or nude classes.
Mm. And people are making silly suggestions now.
Yeah.
Bakers.
So, like, we're probably not going to ring anymore because you've been, like, kind of sending us on the wrong track there, really. Right, shall we?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Come on.
Come on, mate. You want some?
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah.
Push it.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Ready?
Come on.
Bambolea.
Yes.
Bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero.
Let us know where you're having it. Gaz in Kent, first one on. Hi, Gaz. Bumbling isn't it off? Joey and Mike, bumbling at work in London town. Joey in Witterings with his Christmas parcels, he's delivering them. All of the parcels are bumbling and their Swedes off.
Shout out to Mr. Pollard on the school trip.
Pollard?
Pollard.
Pollard. Yes, finally, bumbling at work is Amy. Gas from Bristol. Mark at Alton Towers.
Bumbaleo.
Halfway through the week, people. Just cheers you up when you know it's like nearly Christmas and nearly Friday.
Downhill to the weekend from here, Mills. Downhill.
Pete is bumbling his parsnips off on his last day of work for 2014. Wilbur bumbling in the warehouse. And Damo and Aaron on it, bumbling in Lincoln.
Bumbaleo.
Bumbling naked in the swimming pool, Neil in Cardiff, don't believe you. Russell at Oxford says my local leisure centre in Oxfordshire does nature swimming, but I'm not ringing them. Clappy bit. Slap of the bays. Jack in New York.
John from Devon, Bumbleoing in his digger.
Can we get to the end now?
Can we have a translation for Bumbleoing? I've always wanted to know what the song is about.
Not so now.
Dean in Ascot. Just enjoy it, Dean.
We're at the end. Here we go.
Ready?
Our seas are sea! Blazing!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this is incredible news. And I suggest that we do our show from here one day. It's going to be a show on TV soon about a naked village just outside of St Albans.
Haven't got all the details on it.
They're making a TV show about it. It's called Spielplatz. Everyone naked, no clothes, in a whole village.
Sounds epic.
I'm keen. Keen?
What do you mean? Are you treating this like the new Barry Island? Do you remember when you did your show from Barry Island one year?
Well, for Barry-oke.
For Barry-oke and...
Karaoke, but
everything
sung by people
Barry.
Called Barry, yeah. I'm very much keen on this.
Okay.
Spielplatz for the new year, anyone?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Poirot Girl, Alice Levine.
I'm such a Poirot Girl.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I noticed that you're very much enjoying the Sing Like Sia podcast at the moment.
Now that the choir's over, I just felt like I still needed some instruction. And now, a huge catalogue of songs at my disposal.
Is that it for the choir then now?
That's it. Unless we go and record an album by overwhelming popular demand or something.
Yeah, or you could reunite every 10 years.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. I'm willing to do that.
Definitely a reunion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Alice is here to play today's Real or No Real, a selection of made up and real situations. You just tell me which is which.
When she was first becoming a pop star, Ariana Grande used to demand that her dressing room be superior to that of anyone else appearing on the show.
I can't even see you, Ariana Grande there. In my experience, in our experience, a very lovely woman.
Yeah, I thought she was... I was ready for her to be a diva, and she was actually really nice. We rang her mum, Joan. We got our mum, Joan, on the phone.
Joan Grande.
Joan Grande. Love her as well. Love all the Grandes. But I can see that maybe in her younger years, she could have had a little kind of overconfidence, like a bit of Veruca Salt syndrome.
Veruca Salt.
Actually, yes. Exactly Veruca Salt. She's the Veruca Salt of pop.
She's not Augustus Gloop, is she?
No.
No. I don't know about this one. I mean, does this count if she was just sort of play acting with the strops and the diva demands?
Don't know. But you do hear stories about Grande. I've never experienced it myself. It's always been lovely.
Yeah.
Was she nice to Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you ask that? You make it sound like she wouldn't be nice to Greg. She'd have a problem with someone like Greg.
Just wasn't convinced by the photo. There's an interesting photo where he's sort of holding her aloft and it just all felt a bit uncomfortable and I didn't know if that's because they'd had, you know, words.
I always look at the photos of when people have been in with our DJs and I do play that game of, did they really get along or not?
Oh, you can tell.
You can, yeah.
You can tell. And sometimes DJs will try and throw you off the scent by doing a quirky pose.
Yes.
Like holding them or a piggyback or something. That doesn't necessarily mean they're enjoying it.
No.
You can see it in the eyes.
So did Ariana Grande used to demand that her dressing room be superior to anyone else appearing on the show when she first started out?
No, I think this is cliche Ariana Grande. I don't think it's real. I'm saying no real.
I think she fully deserved it. I think real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
One you
of
go,
those,
girl.
One of those stories that you do hear. And next.
Kings of Leon were asked to perform on Strictly Come Dancing, but turned the offer down because they thought it was a wind-up.
They do get the more modern acts on Strictly these days. I mean, I saw McBusted the other week. Lady Gaga.
All the big names.
Mm.
But why would you think it was a joke unless... Surely this was delivered in an official capacity.
But imagine if you were an American and you heard this idea that you would be playing, I don't know, Sex on Fire, while loads of dancers twirled around you. And you'd be like, oh yeah, whatever, and put the phone down, wouldn't you?
You're right. It doesn't... When you explain it like you did just then, as in exactly what's happening, it is quite weird.
What do you mean, man? There'd be dancers going around us while we play Sex on Fire. Absolutely not.
Well, maybe it's just me, but I'd be like, oh, great. It's nice to get out of the house. I wouldn't just say no. I'd double check.
They're just a bit choosier than you.
Clearly, collar over Levine.
You know when they have the guests on, Scott, do they all practice together, as in the dancers and the performers? Is there a rehearsal beforehand? Or does the band only see the dancers when they're just...
Oh, no,
of...
it's definitely rehearsed.
Right, yeah, I see.
It's misleading on TV.
Do you think that, like, Lady Gaga just pipes up and then they just have a little twirl around?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
No, it's all rehearsed.
Well, you can imagine that maybe it would be a stand-in. Like, somebody would sing for Gaga in the rehearsal and then on the real one, then she'd appear.
Real or no real, K
Kings of Leon turned down Strictly Come Dancing because they thought it wasn't real.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Right. I think a bit rocky for Strictly, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the right tone.
And next.
The first ever video on YouTube was rubbish. It was a video of one of the founders of the site at the zoo, standing in front of some elephants and pointing out that they have long trunks.
Doesn't sound rubbish to me.
No. The first ever YouTube video.
I've never even really thought about this.
Can you imagine what abusive comments that's got beneath it?
That must have all the views.
So it was one of the founders of YouTube just standing in front of some elephants.
I think it would definitely be an animal-related video because there is such a disproportionate amount of animal stuff on there.
They do so well as well.
They do. I'm going to say for that, real.
No real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Yes, it was. It's called Me at the Zoo. I'm going to play you what it sounds like. It's San Diego Zoo.
Here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks.
That's it.
That kid's building its part in the background. Whee!
Just pointing out that the elephants are really cool because they've got long trunks. That's seen by 16,551 people there. Wow. And next.
Some Arctic Monkeys tracks are so fast that drummer Matt Helders took up boxing so he could train his muscles to keep up with the beat.
So he went to the gym to train up his arms to be able to play the drums properly.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the songs are so fast, some of them.
And because if you're in an indie boy band or rock and roll band, then you kind of have really skinny arms, don't you? Because you're quite, like, wafy.
Mm. Yeah, general waffer thin, aren't they?
Yeah, waffer thin.
So,
but that real or no real would suggest that he was struggling to keep up. That there was a problem. You know, he was fine at first, but then the songs were getting quicker. So at that point, he realised he had a problem and started training.
It's tempo issue.
But think about something like Brian Storm. It's mad drums in that.
True.
Bare drums.
Bare drums.
I do think drummers need to keep themselves in check because they've got a lot of work to do with their arms. So I can imagine it's been true.
Listen to those drums.
True, yeah.
So fast.
I find it very hard to dissect which bits the drums. Is that bad?
No, there are clearly drums in there, Alice. You can hear
I can
it.
Just hear one.
No,
two,
you can't.
Three.
There's those like.
Oh, yeah, sure, there's that as well.
Real or no real?
You can hear the drums in that. Amazing.
She's got a hearing that doesn't hear drums.
No, so what I mean is, I find it really hard to find the rhythm. Like, I can't. All I can hear is one, two,
Mills,
three.
Give her another blast and see if Alice can clap along.
Okay. Yeah, but there's a lot more drums.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's all I can hear.
Oh, God.
We need to get Alice on some drums.
So,
that needs to be the next thing.
Immediately.
It's like when people say start it on the beat. I don't know where the beat is.
You're a DJ on Radio 1.
Oh, I know, but I don't know what it is. I just always say yes and press it.
Do you?
Yeah.
No idea.
I just say yes and press it.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Oh, you're my favourite.
And then someone the other day said, oh, actually sounded quite cool because you did it off the beat. I was like, did I? I didn't know.
God love you. Real or no real with Matt Helders and his boxing arms for drumming.
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah. Told you they were fast. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Yes, Alice. Get in.
I can count that.
Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Join Dev tomorrow and Friday and I'll see you on Monday from 1 p.m.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.